Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1590. We'll learn today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabbi Zisa Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe Lirafu Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Moksa. Okay, so we started talking about last time. We spoke about a couple of shiurim in reference to food is not moksa, and I want to just try and, as we're on the subject already, try and go through the inyan of oichel and conjunction food in conjunction with moksa, how that works. We said last time that we're in the middle of the Simen Shin Ches, and of course Muksa goes all the way up to Shin Yud Beis. Generally, there are in the Reish Ayins, there's a little bit, but the main crux of Muksa goes up to Shin Yud Beis. So here and there, we'll jump around a little, but our main Simen is Shin Ches. So now we're jumping into Simen Shin Yud for a little bit, just to go over the halachas of food per se on Shabbos and to how that works in conjunction with Muksa. Okay, so we started off Shin Yud. And the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so just real quickly, I start again from the Mechaba. The Mechaba Aleph talks about something else, hanging up fish. I'm not going to get into all that right now. But Siv Bey says, Ein shum oichel talish. There's no food that is, which is detached from the ground, which we'll talk about in a minute. Haroi l'achila, that's fit for eating Muksa l'Shabbos. There's no type of food that's detached and fit for eating, which we have to see what does that mean, right? That would be muksa. In other words, food in general, it's edible, it's detached from the ground, it's okay to, and it would not be muksa. Okay. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah goes through in Sifkat and Beis, the V'davar she'enei oichel, something that's not food could be muksa. He brings down right away, the first case is our case, right? He brings down from Afla B'Shemin, Yesh Muksa L'Famim, whatever, Kagoin, Muksa Machmas Echsaron Kis, which is our case, and he says, go look in Shin Ches, which is what we're learning about. We're middle, Muksa Machmas Echsaron Kis, V'Afla Davish Eina Kli, also something that is not a Kli, not a utensil, Kagoin Mois, like money, Tsroiris, V'Avonim, different types of rock, stones, and so on, all that will be Muksa Machmas Gufay, which was another category, which we're going to talk about, right? Okay, then he says, what about talish? When we say that it's detached from the ground, that's one of the conditions to make, even though food, good, the food's attached to the tree, very nice. I have my apple attached to the tree, that's food. Could I pull that off? But we said last year, that's one of the lamites malachas of koitzer, tearing off picking an apple that's attached to a tree would be one of the lamites malachas of koitzer, which is detaching something from its natural source. Okay, but he says like this, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, the V'davar she'enei mechuba mibayim, explaining what I just said, that something that is, that's mechuba mibayim, that's attached from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, kam ken l'kuli alma hove muksa would also be muksa den daitai alav me'esmal. And the point being, because the person's das is not on that. Again, that it fell off on the tree, even though it fell off on Shabbos, right, it's still will be muksa. The v'davar she'enei mechuba mibayim gam ken l'kuli alma havei muksa. Right, but we're not talking about pulling it off, which is one of lamtes melachos. But it fell off. She'en daitei alav. Person's mind is not on it, so that would taka make that muksa, even though it's quote unquote edible food. Okay, now. But he says further, in the, going back in the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch continues that tamar, mishkedim, these type of things that you have over there, like dates, you have almonds, right, the sharp peiros, or you have them, l'schoyra, different types of fruits. Let's say somebody has a fruit store, and there are various different types of fruits that are they want to sell. Now, we spoke about last time selling items of merchandise that a person wants to sell, right? Even though I might have plates, forks, spoons, these type of things is depending on the situation. But in general, would be muk, and they have it in their store. Let's say their store is in the basement. So that will be muksa machmas chasarin kis. I don't want anybody touching those plates that I have to sell. Somebody could ruin them. So that's, or have my forks, knives, cutlery, right? That's muksa machmas chasarin kis. If it's in my store, even though my store might be in the basement, my store might be upstairs or whatever, and now it's closed, I need a plate. But we say that in general, unless somebody set aside beforehand, but in general, that would be muksa machmas chasarin kis. I don't want anybody touching them. That's my merchandise should get room. But he says, but the Mechab is telling us over here, when it comes to food, regular edible food, again, edible food, not things which we spoke about where it fell off on Shabbos, regular edible foods, tamarim, shkedim, nuts, these type of things, right? So then we say, and the sharpeiros, it's just giving an example. This does make a difference exactly. You know, different types of fruits, or it could be any food. That one has is put aside for to sell. Still, you could eat it on Shabbos. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us why. Why is that? We know. We just said the things that you put away in my store, I put away things to sell. I don't want anybody touching it, so that's a real muksa. Why is food? Why is food any different? Right? Right? Why is my fruit store, even though my fruit store might be in my house, why is that any different? So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet, the Afal Gav Do'im Dim L'Schayri, even though it's set aside, it's standing to be sold, and therefore I don't want to eat it, I have to sell it on Sunday, Monday, right? But Da'itei Aleim Lechol, he says that the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Da'itei Aleim Lechol, my das is to eat it, Da'itei Aleim Lechol, Mayhem Kishiyirza. When I want to, I could eat it, my das is to eat it. In other words, even though I set it aside for selling to make my parnasa, right? If in case and time comes that I want to eat it, my mind is did not totally set it aside, but if I want to eat it, I would like to eat it. Okay, we'll explain this a little bit more upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.